Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A little walk-up music, a little Pearl Jam for you as we get the second half going on the morning show. Right here on 960 The Ref. It is presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Logan and Josh along with you. Day two of having Josh in studio. As Dave is traveling all over the state, yep, following the Georgia baseball team.
Not Dave.
We appreciate you coming in. And
I love being here.
Thanks making the
me.
Show work, no doubt. Dave was in North Augusta this week. He was in Statesboro last night. They're going to travel down to Gainesville today. SEC baseball about to kick off, which we're all very excited about, and a very fun time of year coming up. And somebody that Dave is following around the state, nice enough to join us, as always, on Thursday during baseball season, Coach Scott Strickland, head coach of the Georgia Dogs. How you doing this morning, Coach?
I'm doing okay. Thanks, guys.
Good. We appreciate you joining us, as always. And I guess just want to start off real quick, because this is the big, big news of the entire sports world right now, as the coronavirus is becoming more and more prevalent, and there's a lot of protocols being made specifically by the Southeastern Conference. They came out last night and said they do not want to let fans in on-campus venues starting immediately up until at least March 30th. And obviously this directly affects you guys as you're heading down to Gainesville and several games at Foley Field coming up. What are your initial thoughts when you heard that news? And is this unprecedented? Have you ever been in a situation similar?
No, I've never been around anything like this.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of us have ever gone through it. And it's just strange. It's odd. And I don't think any of us know what to expect. And that's the scary thing is this overreaction? I don't know. I think a lot of people think it is, but then again, we don't know. And that's the scary thing. When you don't know something, it makes you uncomfortable. So, you know, I think the precautions are something that our conference and the NCAA as a whole think it's something that we need to do to be proactive with this thing. And we just have to deal with it and, you know, complaining about it or, you know, just trying to, you know, conspiracy theory, think about it, whatever you want to do, it doesn't help it any. We've just got to get this thing under control, and hopefully the smarter people out there can figure this stuff out and understand this virus and how it's being contracted and passed around and all those things. Just the unknown is the scary thing.
And I know it's very uncharted waters for you, your team, and us talking about it as well, but what do you expect in terms of impact on a game? I know the crowd plays a very big part in just the atmosphere itself, maybe even momentum for a certain team. They don't call it home field advantages for no reason when the crowd is into it. How do you prepare your players and more specifically your starting pitchers, I guess, to go out on a mound for what's going to be, for lack of better analogy, a very eerie feeling?
Yeah, we talked about it last night. When we got on the bus after the game last night is when we were notified that decision had been made. We knew before the game started that the NCAA had made the decision about the basketball tournament. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I made the comment, if they're going to do that for the basketball tournament, they've got to do it for everything else. So it wasn't really a surprise when we found out that it was going to happen with us as well. We told the team last night on the bus, and most of them probably already knew. You know, they get instant information on their phones once they get on the bus. But we just addressed it, and we'll talk about it again today. We have breakfast at 9 o'clock. We'll have a team meeting after that to kind of address it and talk about it. But it's going to feel a little bit like, you know, inter-squad scrimmage. You know, there's going to be some people in the stands, not a lot. What we understand is that basically the pass list. So every player gets 4 tickets to allow family to come in. So you're going to basically see family at the game. So Florida's going to probably have a few more people there than us because, you know, they'll have more players that dress, but you're going to look at a couple of hundred people in the stands. It will feel very strange and kind of quiet. So the team's energy is going to be the most important thing in these games. The team that's able to maintain their energy, because the crowd isn't going to be able to give it to you. So, you know, whether that's an advantage one way or the other, I don't know, but it's just certainly going to be strange.
Also, I know you and many coaches around the nation, not just baseball but all sports, you're in a very unique position where I know you feel and you are responsible for a lot of young men and women that are grouped together, and you're traveling around the nation, the Southeast in this case, and I know you feel an extra sense of responsibility, so I'm assuming that these protocols are something that you certainly see as, you know, a good way to take care of your guys.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, our student-athletes are our priority, and we need to make sure these guys are safe and healthy, and we give them the opportunity to be safe and healthy. So, you know, is it an overreaction? I don't know. But, again, that's the thing that scares all of us, is we don't know, and we just hope that this thing can end sooner rather than later.
Right.
And, you know, I know what most people know, which is a whole lot of nothing. We're just seeing all these things happen. And we're kind of throwing up our hands wondering why, but that's the scary thing for me is the really smart people, the doctors and the scientists, they're throwing up their hands a little bit here too, and that's the scary thing for me.
No doubt about it. Let's talk a little baseball. I know it hasn't been the best or the week that you guys were hoping for on the road at North Augusta and Statesboro last night, but I guess just chalk it up to a little bit of the frustrations. Baseball is a grind. You'll have a quick chance to kind of make things right sooner rather than later. But just the week in as a whole, I know it was a lot of challenge having to travel all over the place, but just a little bit of frustration out there, huh?
Yeah, no question. Our guys were really pressing last night. I, you know, I felt good going into the game last night. Our guys were loose in pregame and batting practice, and it just the ball didn't bounce our way. We didn't play clean defensively again. And, you know, that's probably the biggest concern that I have over just this three-game series with Georgia Southern. They're a really good team. They are a veteran bunch, and they have played great defensively all year long. They didn't make an error in our three-game series. They made zero errors. We made seven. And that is very telling right there. So, you know, we pressed. We were tight once we fell behind last night, and it showed. So we've just got to turn the page, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning a little bit is taking a breath, relaxing, understanding that we are a really good team. You know, the team that we played a couple weeks ago is a top 25 team in Georgia Tech, and we played as good as you could possibly play. And against Georgia Southern, we probably played as bad as you can possibly play. So a little bit of up and down, but any time that you play a 56-game schedule, it's not always going to be perfect. It's not always going to be smooth. There's going to be bumps in the road. Every team that's ever won a championship has gone through a little bit of a spell, and that's what I hope this is, a little spell. We got a chance to go out tomorrow and play the number one team in the country and show what kind of team we are. So we're excited to get back out there. We'll have a day of rest today. We'll work out a little bit tonight and then just get ready to go against Florida tomorrow.
Joined on the phone on the road by Georgia baseball head coach Scott Strickland.
Coach, one of the bright spots last night was three of your freshman relievers came in and provided, you know, several innings of scoreless, you know, baseball in Will Childers and Michael Polk and Kane Tatum. Can you talk about just their composure on the road being freshmen and, you know, how well they did last night?
Well, yeah, we're certainly going to need those guys as we move forward, and we really like our freshmen. Our young guys got a chance to be really good, and Will Childers came in. It was 94-96 and a good breaking ball and a good changeup, and really kind of settled the game down and gave us a chance. You know, if we get a couple hits, and gives us a chance to get back in it. And then Michael Polk came in and threw a perfect inning. I mean, it was as good as he's thrown. And then Kane Tatum starts his inning. Now, first pitch he throws, hits the guy in the middle of the back, and then has a wild pitch. We got a guy on second base and nobody out. And then he's able to get out of it. He strikes out two guys and makes some good pitches. So that was good to see him overcome that. But those three freshmen are going to be very talented and going to be very good for us. And, you know, Garrett Brown's still a freshman, too, that started. So four freshmen pitched yesterday, and overall I thought they threw the ball pretty well.
You mentioned a quick chance to get back there against number one Florida this weekend as you guys open up SEC play. But just when you're coming off a couple of losses like this, it probably is nice to know you have an Emerson Hancock and a Cole Wilcox you're about to hand the ball to. And I feel like if anybody can kind of reach the team out of a little bit of a slump, those guys are the ones you'd want on the mound to do it.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. Those guys are really talented. They're very good. They're great leaders. And, you know, they want the ball in their hand when things are toughest. And, you know, right now we're going through a tough spell. we're going to give the ball to Emerson Hancock. And then the following day, we're going to give the ball to Cole Wilcox. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it certainly makes us feel better about things and just know that on the mound, we're going to be as good as anybody in the country for the next couple of days. And, our offense, we just need to battle and compete because Florida's got some really good arms too. Tommy Mace and Jack Leftwich are going to be high draft picks as well. So we're just going to have to really compete offensively to try to find a way to score some runs and clean some things up defensively. But on the mound, yeah, we're going to be pretty good.
I know your first focus right now is just Friday, tomorrow, but have you given any thought yet to Sunday? I know C.J. Smith made his first midweek start a couple of nights ago. Will he go on Sunday, or have you even thought that far ahead so far?
Most likely he will go Sunday. We had him on a pitch count. Only threw 70 pitches on Tuesday night. It's the best he's thrown. So we took him out for a reason. I mean, it was a 1-0 game, and he'd only thrown 70 pitches. So normally he would stay in there, but we took him out. He felt really good yesterday, just on the day after, and he'll have a couple more recovery days. And actually, when you look at it, he's on normal rest. If you look at a major league pitcher, they throw every 5 days. So CJ's on that rest kind of cycle right now, but he only threw 70 pitches. So as of right now, we're TBA. We're not going to announce it yet, but we think that CJ, as long as his bullpen feels good on Friday, that he'll most likely go on Sunday.
Good deal. I know you're headed down to a very tough challenge against number one Florida. They're not number one for no reason. You've already mentioned a couple of their starting pitchers that will be high draft picks as well, but what are some other challenges you guys will face in Gainesville this week?
Well, they're not young anymore. Last year when we played them, they played about four or five freshmen, and all those guys have turned into sophomores. So Judd Fabian and Acton and Young and Kalileo and all these kids that played as freshmen last year, and might have been a little bit overmatched and starstruck when they were freshmen. They've kind of slowed down as sophomores and just slowed the game down in their minds, and they're playing really well. So Judd Fabian is right now projected to be maybe the first pick in the draft next year. And then they've got a kid like Austin Langworthy that I think's been there for 8 years that just can really hit in the middle of their lineup. And they're just very, very talented from top to bottom. Their bullpen's good. Every single guy that's going to come out of that bullpen is going to be in the mid-90s. So it's going to be a challenge for sure. And they're really talented. They're well-coached. They've got a chip on their shoulder. And they certainly remember what happened to them last year in Athens. So they're going to be coming after us this weekend. We've got to be ready to play.
Well, it's going to be an extraordinary weekend, as we mentioned, with no fans there. I'm not sure what it's going to look like either to you. We're all learning this together, but we certainly wish you well as you head down and get SEC play started. We certainly appreciate your time. And if you see Dave the next couple of days, tell him we miss him and we're thinking about him up here.
I sure will.
Sure will. Okay, well, thanks for your time, Coach. We appreciate it. And go get us some wins in Gainesville.
Okay, thanks,
all right,
guys.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. Coach Scott Strickland, Georgia baseball, trying to right the ship, I guess, as they head down to Gainesville and get things back in the right direction. A couple of losses this week against Georgia Southern, and I'll tell you what, if you're going to fix things, got a couple good pitchers on the mound the next couple of nights to do it.
Yep.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.